the senior editor of Pro Football Weekly, the Football Bible, Hub Arcus, joins the Scores Show. Hey, Hub, how you doing?
I'm good, Jay.
Tell me what the heck is going on, and why can't I get excited about football coming back tonight? What is going on out there?
Well, what's going on is really kind of embarrassing, I would think, for, you know, the owners. Obviously, they don't care, and it should be infuriating and insulting to the players. Basically, the owners have made a deal with themselves. You know, they've said, this is the deal as far as we're concerned. We don't really care that the players haven't accepted it yet. We're going to ratify it, and we're planning on starting business. And is it going to kill the deal? No, because they've already whipped the players around so badly that, you know, they've caved. They're fallen in. But this was like the ultimate final insult. You know, it was like, well, you're not entitled to enough time to make sure all the players know what's in the deal, mm-hmm. or to see if they're happy with it. They've even got three or four issues that they acknowledge they haven't agreed on yet. You know, so it's just kind of bizarre, and it's the ultimate arrogance and greed of the owners again. You've got George McCaskey and Ted Phillips issuing statements about how well the process went. The process isn't over. You know, it's pretty bizarre.
Some things that I've seen on Twitter tonight is references to the owners in the end zone spiking the ball and doing a dance before the referee has signaled touchdown. Is it apropos to that?
No, it's more apropos to the guy who goes to spike the ball and fumbles it on the 2-yard line. You know, because, again, I don't think, I mean, the players caved about 3 or 4 days ago, and this probably isn't enough to get them to say, all right, you know, this is too much, we're not doing this deal, go conceded in the first place. I don't see that happening. But I do think, I know, because I, you know, talk to people who are on this call right now, and they're angry, you know, and there isn't going to be a deal tonight. You know, you've got 32 player reps, a number of whom have told us at Pro Football Weekly today that they're still not sure what's in the deal, let alone the 1,900 players that they represent. And so the fact that the owners picked today as their day, they all chose to be in Atlanta, and they don't really care what the players think, it's just really bizarre.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading here on Twitter and some of these NFL sites, as well as your own, as far as the players having to go through this proposal to make sure there are no inconsistencies with the previous negotiations, anything that's been snuck in or taken out from the last thing that they thought they had agreed on prior to this. What does this make D'Amore Smith look like as far as the players are concerned? Because he was on the phone, it was documented that he was on the phone for an hour with Roger Goodell. He brings this deal now back to the players. What is the relationship now? Is there a deterioration between the player reps and D'Amore Smith as far as him not telling people things because he didn't want things to leak, and now you bring this deal back to us that doesn't have some things or has things that we haven't agreed upon?
Jason, it's worse than that. There is no written deal right now.
There is no hard copy to bring back to player reps.
There's drafts because they haven't finalized the last few parts of the agreement.
Oh, wow.
You know, the NFL players have not agreed yet to recertify as a union. The owners just announced that this is contingent on them recertifying as a union. D. Smith had recommended to his followers that it's not the best idea to recertify. He had indicated you're better off staying a trade association. Now, whether he caved on that along with everything else with the owners, I don't know, but I know that's the last thing the players heard, and I cannot tell you, again, the number of player reps and then players in general that we've spoken to today who have no idea what's going on. And yet you've got the owners ratifying the agreement. I mean, you can just stop right there. The rest of it is all window dressing. That's about as absurd as any labor negotiation I've ever heard.
What are some of the things that you heard were said on this conference call between the player reps?
Well, you know, I think that what's going on is there's a lot of guys trying to manage each other. You know, basically, you got some guys who are hotter than others. Nobody is particularly pleased. They don't want to push their executive committee and Smith too far because there is a sense in the, you know, power play that is being manipulated by the owners and the ridiculous job that some of the media is doing, you know, basically trying to make it sound like Smith has done a good job because he didn't give up more than he did. There is a concern that they don't want to push too far. They don't want the whole thing to blow up. They don't want to be back to square one. But you've got players continuing to ask the question, A, why did we give on this? B, why did we give on that? C, why didn't we get this? And then finally, and you told us we shouldn't be a union again. Why are we suddenly now being told to recertify as a union?
So what are the next steps from here on out? The next few days are critical. How long do you think this thing will drag out, and what do you think will be discussed? And who said, who told the owners that this would be a good move? You know, I think that after this thing came down, immediately the avalanche and the backlash from the players and all these sources, unnamed and named, that have been out on the internet, who thought that this would be a good idea to do this?
Well, I suspect it was the hawks that have been driving this thing all along, the Jerry Joneses, the Dan Snyders, the Jerry Richardsons, and maybe the Roger Goodells. I don't know. And, Jason, I got to tell you, from the owner's perspective, probably is a good idea, because they're going to get what they want. This is the way that they have manipulated this entire process. They create public pressure. You know, if this doesn't happen now, who do you think the fans are going to blame?
Of course. Of course,
yeah,
the players.
You know, and so from the owner's perspective, this was a good idea. And it's just one more example of the way that, you know, D. Smith and his executive committee have gotten kicked all over the field for the last 4 months.
Hub from the 815, a texter asks, can you explain why it matters so much to the owners that the players ratify their union again? How is that an advantage for the owners?
Because if they recertify as a union, and if they accept what is in this agreement, they cannot go back into court and accuse the owner of his antitrust violations again. They're giving up all their rights. They've agreed to give up judicial oversight of the CBA. They've agreed to settle their claims of antitrust violations in the past. And now, whatever they've agreed to in this agreement for the next 10 years, the draft is not an antitrust violation. The restrictions on free agency are not antitrust violations. I mean, you know, there's this debate over whether or not the named plaintiffs, to get something, you know, the Bradys, the Breezes, the Vincent Jacksons, the Peyton Mannings, you know, who is a franchise tag, that at least they should have been given the right not to be able to be named as franchise players. And that's what happened back in 93 when this whole thing started. That's how Reggie White became a Packer. I'll go a step further, Jason. In this agreement, since they've given the owners somewhere between $4 and $10 billion over the next 10 years, why have they agreed to franchise tags at all? They're violations of the antitrust law. They would never stand up in court. They only become legal if the players agree to it in this negotiation. I don't understand why they've agreed to it.
Is the $320 million of lost benefits and compensation a sticking point as well, do you think, going forward?
No, because the players asked for it and the owners said, screw you. And the players backed off. I mean, that's what we're being told, again, by people, you know, who've been in the room. The players said we want it. The owners said no. The players scratched their heads a little bit, whined, and said, okay. You know, and then when it came to the, you know, the 10 named plaintiffs, forget the 10 named plaintiffs here, you know, Jason, as far as I'm concerned, every player in the league who was a fourth or fifth year veteran last year and was denied unrestricted free agency has some kind of benefits coming. You know, because that was the deal prior to last year. That's going to be the deal going forward. And the players didn't even attempt to get them any compensation for that. And when you realize that the average career is 3.7 years and most of these guys are never going to get a shot at another contract, it's egregious, but it's where they're at right now.
What needs to happen in the next 72 hours or so to get football back on both sides?
D. Smith has to now communicate to his troops that you can hate me, you can love me, you can do what you want, but if we don't get this done now, it's really going to get ugly. Because I'll tell you the hammer the owners are holding, and this is why everybody's discussing, you know, is it Sunday or Monday that they have to be done in order to get that first week of preseason.
So he pretty much has to beg them to take a bad deal.
Well, yeah, Jason, that's where you got to be careful. I don't know that it's a bad deal
okay.
for them. It's a bad negotiation is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They clearly gave up more than they had to based on the leverage they had. But that said, 2 or 3 years from now, as the revenue starts to increase, if these players are all seeing 20, 30, 40% increases in their compensation, it's not a bad deal for them. It's just less than they could have had. So, you know, that's like judging the draft before these kids play for a couple of years. You know, we'll see. We'll see how it works out. But for right now, so, you know, D. Smith has to say, you know, be mad at whoever you want, but this is what we got you. This is the corner we're backed into, and this is what we have to do. Because if they stall this thing into the middle of next week and they lose the first week of preseason, which the owners claim have a $200 million price tag on it, who do you think is going to have to pay that?
Hub, we'll be listening to you here on The Score, I'm sure, and also reading you at ProFootballWeekly.com and everywhere else. Hub, I thank you so much for coming on the air with me tonight.
Always a pleasure with you, Jace. Take care, man.